Okay, this is Space Kate. We've made it all the way over to Ezrin now, and I've grabbed them again. They've had their lunch. We've escaped from the 3D theatre, which is actually very fascinating, but never mind, I have 2 minutes. Oh my goodness, what do I ask you in 2 minutes? Okay, first of all, what was the most important thing scientifically about the Mars 500 mission?
Well, there are many, many experiments, so each of them will bring us results, important results. So I don't believe that there's one single experiment that was more important, but overall, I guess that the thing that we can get here is that psychologically it's possible to confine six people and survive and not fight, and I think that is the most important.
So really, you didn't fight in there?
Well, we had discussions, but not really fights, like punching in the face each other. So, it was really calm, almost boring. I think that you could not make a reality show out of that.
Yeah. So I heard sometimes on the International Space Station they play some kind of practical jokes to lighten the mood. Did you have any fun or play any tricks on each other?
Well, we did from time to time. And for example, one of our crewmates was always telling us some strange Russian proverbs or telling jokes that I won't repeat here to lighten. And for April Fool, he made a very specific and funny joke. We had some cakes that one of our crew members, Sasha, really loved, and every day he was eating two or three of them. For April Fool, he just took a syringe, took mustard on it, and injected the mustard in the middle of one of the cakes, which was, being unfrozen. But we didn't see Sasha the whole day, and he didn't want to eat it. Only in the evening, he took his cake and ate it. And Sukhrov was there and asked him, well, so how is the cake? And said, I think we shouldn't eat them anymore. They had a strange taste, but he ate everything. So, we made fun of him.
So you've been out of the module for a few weeks now. How do you feel about the whole experience, and what's it like to be out?
Well, it's great to be out. It's really fun, great. But strangely, when I think about what we've done, I cannot think about 1 year and a half. It feels too much. I feel like only 3-4 months that I spent inside the module. But I think it's a bit different for you, Diego. I cannot feel that I spent so much time inside the modules.
And for you, what was maybe the first thing you wanted to do when you came out?
Hug my family, and I got to do that. We had a good food right after we came out, and delicious. It was delicious, very special. And then hugging my sister and my mother, that was also the best part. That was what I was most looking forward to.
So would you do it again?
Do it again, the mission? I would not do it twice, but I would do it again if I had to, if I went back in time, I would do it again, yeah.
And you?
The same.
Okay, thank you ever so much.